Whitman. Come on, it's Whitman. You may not like what they have
to say. All right, welcome everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM, live here Tuesday. Ladies and gentlemen, Brian David Whitman, nice to see you, dude.
Timmy Conway Jr., look at you, man.
All right.
I said it,
real
man.
Real quickly, before we get started, a couple of things.
Oh, God.
It's supposed to rain tonight.
I love that. I knew.
And then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, rain.
You know I love it.
Rain.
And you know what? Let's talk about the rain, because Rick Dees did once say to me, "Hiya, Brian." Hiya, Brian. I've got some news for you as a broadcaster. If you talk about the rain, they'll never tune out. And that's the truth. If you talk about the rain, they'll never, ever tune out. So if you have nothing at all, just talk about the weather or the rain, and they'll keep listening for hours and hours. Dance hall days. Take your baby
by the hand. All right. It's amazing how you've memorized every one of those openings.
You know, it's funny, Tim. Actually, it's funny that you say that, because if Shotgun Tom Kelly was here, you'd better believe it, Bubby.
He could. Has something happened to him that he's no longer with us?
No, if he was in the studio.
Oh, my heart skipped.
Actually, you know what, dude? I'm not memorizing. See, now, if Randy Gage...
Shotgun Tom Kelly.
Suck it to me.
K-Earth 101.
If Randy gave me a song that I didn't memorize, you've just, as disc jockeys, because I did it as a kid, you just feel it.
You don't memorize
the introduction. You just feel it. Like,
all right.
Randy, you could...
All right, here's one we never did. See if you can do this one.
All right.
Oh, here we go. We're getting right back into the hits. It is Rick Dees, and all the way to number one.
Yeah, I hit a musical post, right? Yeah. Yeah, I hit him.
All right. I didn't want to go that in depth to it. I just wanted to compliment you. Move on.
That I hit, though. You feel it, Tim.
Yeah. All right.
So the rain is going to be, I understood when I was watching KCAL that it's not going to, you know, what I love is a hard pouring rain. It's only going to be for a few days just kind of a light mist.
Is that right?
Can you report any more or less on that?
I do not know. And then we are moments away from giving you the big Mega Millions jackpot numbers,
yep,
worth $220 million. Dollars.
Can we have fun?
And I have 40 tickets in my wallet.
Well, you better get them out so I can help you cross-reference to see if you won.
Well, let's see here. First, we've got to find out what the number is. I mean, they don't draw it until like 8 o'clock, so it may not come in for a little while.
$220 million.
Right.
So now let's assume... you do the one-time cash payout, which I always urge people to do. I would think you're a smart guy. You're a gambler.
Oh, yeah. I need the money now.
Right. And after taxes, what do you think you're looking at after 220? I mean, you get a check from
probably about 150.
Oh, man. I think it's a little less than that, maybe, right?
Maybe 140. I don't know.
Ching, ching.
Could you imagine? Could you imagine tax-free? Everybody's gotten their hands on it. It's, and what's left is $140 million.
Cha-ching!
And that's yours.
Right. Oh. And as I said before, if I do win,
yes,
what you would hear on this air is out of control swearing. The F word, the C word, the B word, mm-hmm, every word in the dictionary.
Right.
Until, and I would pay Randy not to dump any of it.
Right. And you would want me not to physically try to restrain you.
Yeah, I would pay you not to touch me. I might do that even if I don't win. But I'd also pay Gina to try to run a little interference out there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And until Bob Moore, the general manager, shows up at the station.
And could physically get in.
Right. And then when he sits there, he'll ask me to stop doing it.
God damn it, Tim, please. For the love of Christ, stop it. Congratulations on the lottery, but I still have a station to run.
I know. Jesus. But you know what I'd say to him? I'd say, Bob, I'm going to lay $3 million on you if I can continue doing this.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Then he'd C-word it. He'd go crazy.
$3 million. Mother effer.
Just blast away until the cops get here. Who would show up after that?
Well,
the government?
I think ultimately, you know, here's...
Do the cops show up?
You know what would happen, seriously, under a scenario like that? I am sure you would get one of the engineering types here.
Oh, I'd pay them off, too.
Okay. Then what you would have is you would have a great news story. Then you would have a national news story down on Wilshire all along.
But how far would it go? I mean, who would flip the switch? Who would come in and do that?
Well, I mean, they could go to the transmitter site. They could turn the station off at the transmitter site. So
right.
I think that's
but who would do that?
Somebody from the Federal Communications Commission or someone you didn't get to. You know?
Somebody would have to fly in from Washington, D.C. and do that?
I'm sure they have an office here in L.A. I'm sure they could get an engineer to go. Or they'd get, you know, they'd get like a do-good engineer, a Good Samaritan engineer from like, you know, KISS would, or right. K-Big would go do it.
Here's what I do. I'd swear, mm-hmm. and then do a live Dave Harden Covenant Mortgage spot.
Well, he'll
and
expect
then
it.
More swearing.
Sure, yeah.
And then maybe like a Dr. Saporin spot, and then more swearing, a Jacob Emirani. I'd throw the weekend guys, right. you know, a bone, and then I'd blast away.
Well, they would expect, obviously, that their spots would be done, and you would do that, and you would, of course, you'd look like a good employee, actually.
Thank you very much.
But you know what would happen is, if I had that $140 million, I actually would not swear. I might swear once. You could dump it. I might say, holy ass. I mean, I might, you know, let an F go. You know, a few Fs in excitement. And then I would very, very gleefully finish this program.
Would you really?
I would. I would finish this program very gleefully. I would assume the topic would be, what is Whitman going to do with his $140 million? I would assume. I mean, what else could the topic
you may
be?
Do, yeah. Get a segment or two out of it.
Right. So I'd do that until 11. And then I would go out to the car and I would turn the car over, put the key in the ignition. And no one would ever see me again.
Would you go to the Ritz-Carlton and get or the presidential suite somewhere?
No, you know, I'd probably go home. I'd want to celebrate with my dogs first. I'd want them to know that Daddy is a millionaire.
Dad did well,
and Dad's a millionaire. And I'd want to get them some, you know, special treats. So I would do that.
Right.
And then I might go to the Ritz-Carlton, like to the presidential suite or something. A world-class hooker. I forgot about that. World-class hooker.
Zzz.
Zzz.
Hookers.
Sure.
Not one.
World-class hookers.
Right.
Zzz.
I would, I'd give you a big hug, Randy a big hug, and Gina a big hug, and say, nice to know you.
Not a...
So long.
Not a little,
I'll give you a taste.
Yeah, well, and let's define a taste. If we won tonight, and we're assuming...
If I win, I mean, I'm really the ticket holder here, right?
Oh, that's right. I haven't bought a ticket. I can't win. I forgot.
Okay. Right.
If you win tonight,
you got to.
It's a hundred.
Pay to get
you got to be in it to win it, right? It's $140 million after taxes and cash payout. Let's talk tastes. I mean, because Jerry's not here tonight, so would Jerry be eliminated, or would you wait for Jerry to come back to work before you? Because he's in a poker tournament tonight. He's got the monkey on his back tonight.
Yeah, Jerry Wyszowski's playing. He's gambling tonight, so he's not here. And I guess, you know, in 2008, that's an excuse for not being here.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's his night off. We can do it.
By the way, that's one I've never used.
Oh, yeah? I'm gambling? I can't show up?
I've never said, I mean, at this radio station, I've been sick, obviously. I've had personal issues ranging from problems with other people who are close to me to my own personal problems.
The dogs?
To a big problem with my... with my oldest dog, but I've never called management and said, I'm in a gambling tournament, like a blackjack tournament, so I'm not coming
right.
in.
Oh, my word.
I don't think I have the credibility right now to pull that off. I don't think so.
Sure. All right, here is... I don't know if you have the credibility to say your house is on fire, you're not showing up. That might even be tough.
At this point...
Your house burned down, you're going to be late. And they're like, oh, well, what time did it burn down?
Well, Jack, the fire start, if you need to know, is what I would say to him. I'd be real pissed. And I'd say, well, if you need to know, the fire started at about 6:15. The house is
PM?
Yes, Jack. Okay. If it was this morning, this wouldn't be an issue.
All right, and where were you shot? They said you were shot during the whole thing?
I was shot in the leg.
And how serious is it?
It's kind of a it's a flesh wound.
Because you're a puss.
You got to get your headphones and get in there.
Kid, are you kidding me? My house is on fire.
Put some headphones on, bitch.
Here's the estimated cash value tonight if you played the Mega Millions. $134 million, $134,600,000.
Oh, God. The 134. Just think of it that way. Like the freeway. 134.
$134 million is yours, and we'll have the numbers... momentarily. It's a little slow because everybody's looking at this site.
Is it reported, forgive my ignorance, that there's only one winner?
No, they have not reported anything.
Okay.
But I know last week there was no winners. There's not been a single winner since January 1st.
Right. It's been growing and growing for weeks. That much I know.
Yeah. And there's a bunch of states, I guess, in the Mega Million.
Oh, so. Yeah. The Mega Millions, man.
Yeah.
However, I will warn you, winning all of this money in the lottery does not bring necessarily love and happiness. I was watching like on A&E.
I like to try to disprove that.
I would like to try to disprove that theory as well. Maybe it was the E! Channel I had on some show not long ago. I think I actually TiVo'd it. That was an odd selection. But it was all about lotto winners who just went, you know.
Ape S?
Yes, right. And just everything went to S.
All right. A lot of people playing tonight. If you're in the Mega Millions lottery, and you're going to do some strange ass with that money, call us here. But only if you've played. You know, don't call us up and tell us what you do, and then you don't play the tickets. You got to buy the tickets.
Okay, but you don't have to have won, but you need to be a ticket holder.
Yeah, you got
to
be a ticket holder. You got to be a lottery player. And don't call us and tell us you're going to pay for your mom's house, your dad's house. I want to hear from people who are going to do some strange effing ass with that money.
All right.
People are really going to get out there.
Right.
All right. Here are the phone numbers, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, a friend of mine.
Yes, Tim.
Don't mean to keep mentioning his name, but Dave Harden, who I work with on weekends.
Well, Dave Harden of Covenant Mortgage. He's terrific.
He knows a kid who won $98 million in the California lottery.
$98 million?
Yeah.
After taxes?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious, Dougie. I'm serious, Brian. Everybody, I'm serious. But what he did with the money was he went out and bought himself a brand new car. What do you think he bought himself? With $98 million.
Oh. Well, it's probably a great story because the answer is very unexpected.
Very unexpected.
Did he buy like a Tercel or a
close. He bought himself a Honda hybrid.
Oh, my word.
One of those environmental dudes.
Did he really? All right. Well, you know what?
But you know what else he did? Mm. He went to...
Sure.
Where was it? Was it Thailand where they had the big tsunami?
Banda Aceh. Yes, Thailand, right.
Was it Thailand? I think it was Thailand, right?
Yes, it was. Too.
Yeah, that part of the world.
Yeah.
He went down there. There was a family down there that's been in the fishing business for 200 years. You know, that's all they've been doing.
Right, generations of people.
Right, and they lost their two boats in the tsunami. He went down there and bought them two new boats.
Oh, God bless him. He's a sweetheart.
Sure. Yeah, wouldn't that be wild?
Yeah.
How about they having that kind of money?
Boat money?
Yeah, you get down there to you know, buy people who have been wiped out. You buy them a new boat or two.
Yeah, that's terrific. You know what I would do? Actually, speaking of cars, I would probably, you mentioned like that hybrid.
Right.
I would get a couple of cars just for fun. And one of them I would get if I won the lottery is I would definitely get that Honda Accord because I love it. I test drove it 2 or 3 years ago. I almost bought it, and I didn't. And they've redesigned it, I believe, since. But I would definitely get a Honda Accord with the current car I have. I'd get rid of the SUV, pay off my house. I would buy a condominium in Las Vegas. I would purchase one of those very luxurious, upscale, $2 million. I mean, you know, if I have $134 million, you know. Yeah, give me the pen. You have one for $5
million? I'd
love that one. Thanks very much. Sign off on that.
You wouldn't negotiate at all. Just give him $5
million. I would negotiate. Yes, I would. I would negotiate. I would say, I'll give you $4.5 million. I'll pay you cash right now.
Well, sure. If I got the $134 million, I would buy the house south of you, the house north of you, and the house east of you.
And why would you do that, Tim?
And turn all three of them into homeless shelters.
Well, I don't know why in the world you would do that to me, but... If that's, I'd stay. I'd have new neighbors. I'd be fine. I would move so fast.
Decrease the value of that home by about half.
Right. Thanks. Appreciate it. I'd be out of there, that home, by the way.
And then just get binoculars and buy the house across the street and watch the fireworks.
If I won, my friend, $134 million, I said earlier that I would pay off my house. The truth is I'd be out of that house. And I would be in...
No, but if I won, you're still in that house.
Right. Well, if you are so twisted that you'd follow me wherever I purchased, I mean, if that was your deal.
No. You would stay in that house because if I won, you wouldn't have the money to.
Oh, if you won.
That's what I would do.
Oh, I see. I misunderstood. Right.
Or I would do this because
No, if you won, I think I'd have to move too.
I think the state is looking to, you know, to put these sexual offenders, these
predators, yes,
into housing, because, you know, there's so many rules now. You got to be 2,000 feet away from a school, and you can't be near daycare. All
well,
kinds
it's
of
all for the good of children that they have.
So I think I'd buy the house around you and then move those fellas in.
Oh, to make it basically, why don't you gate it too? A gated community for sexual offenders. Let's put a nice gate on it, and
sure.
and you know the code. To open the gate could be, you could spell
out. I'll announce it on the air.
You're right, but it could spell out, like, really sexual
out.
Terms, you know.
All right, if you won the $220 million lottery tonight, the cash value is $134 million. What kind of strange S would you do here? Let's talk to Quinn in Valencia. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Are you kidding me, man? I'd go to Fallout Shelter, and it'd be full of video games the whole time, just. I play video games for, like, the rest of my life.
What's a fallout shelter?
It's like an underground bunker. They reinforce it with concrete and steel and stuff like that.
Oh,
so
I see.
Right. You would have, sir,
you'd go underground.
You'd have one of those constructed constructed for you?
Oh, of course. Of course.
Yeah.
With that amount of money? Yeah. I wouldn't be building myself.
Well, I hate to say it. I hope you don't win.
Well, look, everybody has, you know.
I don't want to see you go underground.
Well, hey, look.
You can't get radio reception down there.
That's true, too. And, God, you'd have a tough time getting KABC down there.
Oh.
You couldn't get KABC in the building over there.
Jesus Christ.
You think you could get it in an underground bunker?
All right, thanks, dude, from Valencia. Forgot his name. How about Dave in Long Beach on 97.1 Free FM?
Hey, studs.
Hey.
It has always been a dream of mine that if I won the lottery, I'm going to buy one of those relatively inexpensive above-ground swimming pools and fill that S full of Jell-O and get a couple broads and, you know, just jump in it and play around with it because it's just frivolous and stupid. But, you know, you got $134 million.
Right. Would it be different flavors of Jell-O? I mean, different colors, right? Red and green and...
Yeah, just the whole thing. I mean, all types of flavors. You could use good, like, purified water. I mean,
I'll give you two tips here. I wouldn't use the yellow Jell-O for obvious reasons. And I'd also make sure that none of the chicks were diabetic.
Other than that, enjoy yourself. Now,
yeah, enjoy it.
Now, may I say, the gentleman brings up a pool full of Jell-O. Isn't that how the movie, sans, you know, young strippers and everything, isn't that how the movie Patch Adams ended? When Robin Williams in the movie Pat, why do I remember? Now, I know I'm going to be made fun of forever for this, but that's just fine.
I'm not familiar enough with Patch Adams to lay that on you.
Robin Williams did a movie which I saw.
Yeah, he's a doctor with a clown's nose.
That's right. Now, you remember it, called Patch Adams, where he dealt with sick people, a lot of them children. And I seem to recall that, like, this old grandmother character, her dream was, you know, like, to get into a Jell-O pool. But there weren't any strippers or anything. But
Jesus Christ.
I think that's how Patch Adams ended. That's it. I'm done.
All right. The California Lottery, the Mega Millions is $220 million. We're going to have those numbers for you shortly. But a lot of weird people in the audience, sort of like myself, what would you do with $220 million?
Mm.
The first thing you do, I mean, you know, a lot of guys do this. They lay money on their parents. They buy them, you know, their house and stuff like that,
sure.
And cars and stuff like that. But you're going to have so much more extra money.
Right.
That you got to think about it, you know? Tyrone in Norwalk here on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, how's it going?
All right.
Probably the first thing I would do is I'd hire a young woman, probably in her early 20s, give her all the best benefits, health care, dental, everything like that, and I would hire her to walk in front of me and scrub my testicles with soap and a washcloth all day long.
Hmm. I would hire another guy to hold the phone about 3 or 4 inches further away from your mouth than you normally do.
Yeah, that would be a good expenditure to get the phone guy.
I would personally pay for that guy, Tyrone.
Mm-hmm. Hey, by the way, Tyrone, can I ask you a question?
Sorry, I accidentally hung up on him.
Please don't apologize.
My elbow hit the
phone. I'll ask you then, probably get a more entertaining answer from you than I would have from him. The job that he described, we didn't dump that, right? That was on the
I think you can do this.
Yeah,
right?
It's fine. Yeah, yeah. Fine. What do you think that would pay, that job? I mean, if you're that chick and Tyrone approaches you, he's just won now. He's cleared $134 million.
Well, let's ask Gina. She's a chick.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Gina. Guy wins $220 million in the lottery, and he wants to pay you to walk in front of him and scrub his business
uh-huh.
as he walks around.
Uh-huh. All day long.
And he's going to you know, obviously pay you. I mean, I'm sure there's benefits that come with it.
No, he did. He said the healthcare. Best health care, dental, all of that.
But how many days a week? Because that's not much of a life. If that's
7 days a week.
No, it would become. Well, let's call it five.
Let's say 5 days a week. You get the weekend off.
Right.
What do you need for every week?
For a 40-hour work week?
Yeah.
Yeah. 9 to 5, or, and then someone would come and relieve you at 5 o'clock.
So
and,
to speak.
Right.
I would do it for, I do it for $500,000.
For 500 grand?
Yeah.
A year?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Now, would you require... Now,
guys, start working. That's cheap.
Would you require some sort of... Because to be down on your knees walking backwards would obviously, that pain would set in real quick on those knees. Would you require some sort of a motorized scooter?
To get like a rascal? That would be great.
Yeah, that so you could actually, as Tyrone the caller was walking, you're on just kind of a motorized apparatus, just kind of right in front of him.
That almost sounds like something I would do one night just for me.
Just for free?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We do have the numbers here. Is it the 19th tonight?
Yes, it is. Okay. February 19th, yes.
Get your pens and your pencils and a piece of paper.
I only
here
have...
are
oh,
the...
Oh, hold on.
Here are the winning numbers for tonight's Mega Millions draw.
Sure.
Number one. Number 38. 42. 55. 56, and the blue ball.
Huh?
It looks blue. Purple ball? Blue ball. 34.
Sure.
Good luck, everybody.
So, repeating those numbers, the number 1, the number 38, the number 42, the number 55, the number 56, and the blue ball?
The blue ball, 34.
34.
All right, gang. Check those tickets, ma'am. It's Conway and Whitman. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
Think we have a winner in the audience?
Maybe.
I look at them yo-yos. That's the way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working. That's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM. The lottery has been decided.
Oh, boy.
And if you were a big winner, congratulations.
And if you were not a big winner, but you played and you enjoyed playing, I hope you enjoyed yourself.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I got two numbers and the mega number.
Now, wait a minute. There are five numbers that come out, plus a mega number. You have two of the five.
I have two of the five plus the mega, so I'll probably get about $10.
We have a winner, folks.
Thank you very much. Not enough to start swearing up a storm yet.
But you know what? A win is a win. Let's hear it for Tim Conway Jr., man.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I spent 40. I got back 10.
I don't
care.
That's
the story of my life.
You won, dude.
My gravestone will read, if I have my wish.
Sure.
Ace, king, queen, jack, nine.
Well, my friend, here's the
busted straight.
Here's the good news: you do have your wish, and you can put on your stone whatever you want.
Because the people that survived me will say, "Nah, he's probably drunk when he said that." Let's just put Timothy Dalton Conway, you know, 1963, 2008, and stick him in the ground.
No, just you put in
Put
in your will whatever you would like. You talk about people passing away in numbers. God bless my mom, who's in heaven. She played the daily number in New York every day. You know, the three.
What was her number?
Her number was, I guess I can say it now. No, I mean, she wouldn't be mad. She said 245 was her number.
245. My number is 247.
Really?
Yeah.
My mom's number is 245 because my mom's birthday, the 24th, my dad's the 25th. Mm. So same month, same year, hours apart, actually. So she just took the, you know, his two out, 24, 25. Played it every day.
Wow.
And on
she ever hit?
She didn't often hit, but no. she every day she'd get her smokes and, you know, a vanilla latte, or my brother would go get her a mocha or something, and she'd say, "Honey, will you play my number for me?" You know, so come back and get the ticket. God bless her. The day she passed, her number.
Oh, is that right? The day she passed, her number came up.
On the news, yeah.
So her number came up.
245.
And her number came up.
The day she passed away, her number came up.
Isn't that wild? You know, you remember the day after 9/11, in New York?
Yes. It was Wednesday, right?
I think it was Tuesday, I think.
9/11 was Tuesday.
9/11 was Tuesday.
All right, so Wednesday.
Right?
The number was 9/11.
Yeah, I vaguely remember that. Right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, oh, gosh, so
wild.
All right. Is that wild?
All right. You could potentially have $134 million in your pocket right now. The numbers for the Mega Millions draw tonight in California, and I'm not sure if this is a record or not, $220 million. I don't think it is.
It's not a record. It's got to be pretty darn close to a record.
The number one, number 38, number 42, 55, 56, and your blue ball is 34. Again, number one, number 38, 42, 55, 56, and your blue ball.
Blue balls.
Is 34.
Sure.
What would you do with that kind of money, man?
Yeah, man.
Jerry and Ventura, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Tom Likas is always talking about for the right price, he'd go into a broom closet and talk into a garden hose. I'd offer him enough money. He'd come over to my house and go into my closet and talk into a garden hose.
If you paid him enough, he'd do it.
He'd come over and do it with a guy. Would bring Gary and Dino and would wear my jacket and my glasses. And hello, nice to meet you. Where's the hose?
I'd even buy him a suit made of $100 bills.
Wow. And all right, then. Well, I hope you win.
That'd be a media event. We'd want pictures from that.
I'd like to see that.
I would like to. I would pay to. Actually, I would contribute a little bit to see that.
All right. A couple more calls. We're going to press on. Scott, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Well, I think I'd buy the Valley.
Oh, all right. You probably need more than that. Tony and Downey, you're on the air.
What do you think the Valley? Forgive me, Tony, but Tim, what do you think the Valley's going for these days?
Probably in the trillions of dollars.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, you'd have to buy every home.
Right. Sure. Clear them all down.
And, I mean, to own the Valley, you'd have to own every inch of it.
Every property. Every piece of property.
You
right.
have to buy that. Westfield is building a new shopping center, plus they have the other Westfields.
You'd have to
That's
buy those.
Expensive.
You'd have to buy from.
You'd have to buy the sure. freeway from the state.
Right.
All the fire engines, the fire stations.
You'd have to buy out the salaries, I would assume, of all of the people who work for the city or the
oh,
Valley.
Yeah. All the restaurants on Ventura.
Oh, it's expensive.
The tiramisu.
Oh, I love to eat there.
Buy that joint out. You then the cleaners across the street. The Orange Julius.
Oh, the Orange Julius is great.
Orange Delight, I think
How about
they call
the Kurt them. Ralston? There's a Kurt Ralston over there for those
But you
who
have to buy everybody out. Like trillions there. Of dollars. Way too much money. Okay. All right, Scott in Huntington Beach. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
I'd pay the station to take Bonaduce off the air and fill it with the D's and Kingston show.
Ah, all right.
The D's and Kingston show.
That's not a bad idea.
Oh, Rick D's and Kenny Kingston?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be great. How are you? Rick? Yeah. She bought a condominium.
Oh, did she? And where was that condominium, Kenny?
She was bought a condominium in Hollywood, Cali, Florida.
Oh, really? Now, did you go there to do readings? I mean, you went to California. Is it California?
I think she bought it in Hollywood, California.
I'd listen to that show every day.
I would too.
Kenny Kingston and Rick Dees?
Absolutely.
Always having a positive discussion.
However, but here's what I would tell you every day before the show. I'd call you to remind you something that I know that the audience would never know.
Which is?
Rick does not believe in psychics.
Ah.
Mother effer.
Oh, boy.
So he would have, by the way, he hated having psychics on. He just hated having them on. But
Kenny Kingston is not in chance.
But we had on once because the producer's wife was really into John Edward, the psychic, not the presidential candidate, but John Edward, you know, crossing over John Edward.
Right.
And he was coming through Los Angeles and had sent, you know, their publicist had contacted the station. So the producer said, oh, my wife likes this guy. He's got a TV show. People, well, book. He'll come in at 9 o'clock, you know, talk to Rick, whatever. You know, how bad could it be? Well, he comes in at 9 o'clock and my buddy who produces the show, his wife gets down there and she looks beautiful because her mother had recently passed and she was a huge fan, wanted to meet John Edward and have this, you know, thing with her mom, this back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
So John Edward gets on the air and it's horrible because Rick hates psychics.
Oh, really? So, John, I mean, it's just amazing. I mean, how you've built this empire.
You know, nothing about, you know, psychics or crossing over. It's just about the business end of it, you know, and how you've made all this money. And, well, that is great. I mean, you know, 3 minutes. John Edward. There he goes. Great job, John. Bye-bye. And he leaves. And then John does the reading with the, you know, with my friend's wife. And he says, you know, the reason I am here was to meet you. And then, like, spot on is, like, nailing her with, like, psychic readings. She couldn't believe it. She came out of that room.
Oh, really?
Number one, you know, waterworks, but just said he nailed so many things.
Mm. All right, man.
Kenny Kingston, when he comes on, doesn't, he does, he just kind of more.
How are you, sweet spirit?
Very good, Kenny. Very well. Thank you. He more just talks about the other side. He doesn't really do predictions, really.
Yes, ma'am. Right.
Well, I think there are some great psychics, and then there's some that are not so great.
You know, there's a great psychic.
It's like football.
That's right.
A lot of great football players.
And some not so good.
And some, they're not so good.
You know, we got a lot of emails about, and this weekend we got emails, a ton of them, about Linda Salvin, who was on with us, who was on Friday night, the psychic. And people want to know if she's regularly on with us. She has her.
She's going to come on like once a month or so.
Yeah, and she has her own show Sunday night. Here at KLSX, 9 o'clock on Sunday night, so you can always hear her Sunday night and sometimes with us. But we did get a lot of emails about her, so I wanted to let people know about that.
There you go. All right, folks, when we come back, we will give you the new lineup for Dancing with the Stars. And somebody you know is on the show this year.
Oh, that is great. In the meantime, let's review those winning lotto numbers. 1, 38, 42, 55, 56. Hey, do you have a blue ball? It is 34. This is AC/DC. I'm Rick Dees. This is KISS FM. Damn, it's soon.